Welcome to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. This is your host, Robin. And we just finished a very long Magma song. It was awesome. I'm going to continue with the weird vibes here and play three songs from Major Organ and the Adding Machines album called The Album. They're kind of creepy and hilarious. I'll tell you a little bit about them. But first, I do want to mention that I hope all of you had an amazing weekend and a very good Halloween. I watched The Halloween Tree for the first time last night, and I don't know where I have been because I had never heard of it. And I have, apparently everyone else has. And it's, if you haven't, wow, okay, you're just like me. Well, look it up. It's on YouTube. And it's an amazing cartoon. It gives you a little bit of a backstory on what some of our Halloween traditions come from. It makes me just want to read more about Halloween. It's so interesting. So definitely check that out if you have a moment. I was going to tell you, now I will, a little bit about Major Organ and the Adding Machine before I play you some tracks by them. They are a supergroup put together by people from Elephant Six, that album record label. In their liner notes of their debut album, they don't really tell you who is actually in the band. And then when they're on tour, they wear paper masks, so you can't tell who's actually in the band there either. But it's believed that the main contributors are Jeff Mangum, Julian Coster, Robert Schneider, Kevin Barnes, and a number of other Elephant Six musicians, including members of Olivia, Tremor Control, Elf Power, and of Montreal. So, sort of one of those, right? Their new album, The Album, is great. I'm going to play three tracks because it's just like it's so good and they're so short. So I'll play When Father Was Away on Business, and following that, The Boy and the Girl, and then Your Moon Pie Eye. See you three tracks later.
Yeah! 101.
Right here on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
What motivated you to become a candidate in the provincial election?
The media portrayal of last week's protest that resulted in polarizing images of black-clad activists taken to the streets.
He was just explaining to us the reason why they wanted to show this film on campus.
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics.
News 101 reporter Brad Pepping was there.
By discriminating against homeless people in Vancouver, there's a disproportionate impact on Aboriginal people as well as people with disabilities.
I was pretty outraged. I mean, it is outrageous.
In-depth coverage from an alternative perspective. News 101 is Vancouver's only live, volunteer-produced student and community newscast, bringing you local, national, and international news from an alternative perspective. Tune in Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Live streaming and podcasts are available online at citr.ca.
Okay, back to the rib on CITR. All right, now, my feature today is actually an album by Neil Young, because he just released a new album called Le Noise. And I'm a huge fan of Neil Young, and I have not really, obviously spent time with this album. I can't really tell you what I think about it yet. I've listened to it once, not all the way through, and it's very noisy. There are a couple of tracks that are bringing him back to his, acoustic flavor, but it's very, very noisy. I would like to compare it to his Dead Man soundtrack, but I'm not sure yet. And I love that soundtrack. It's real. This is a little bit more. Well, we'll listen to a lot of it, and I'll let you decide for yourself. This was recorded earlier this year in LA, and to be honest, I don't know a whole lot about the man himself. I love his music, listen to a lot of his music, but I can't tell you a whole lot. I do know in 2009, he was made an Officer of the Order of Canada, which is pretty awesome. But as far, I really can't tell you much about him. There is a track called Hitchhiker on this album, which apparently lists all these crazy drugs that he has done, which is weird because I'm reading this and I seem to remember someone telling me that Neil Young was all about not doing drugs. You see how my perception of the man is just skewed and not really there yet? Okay, that's enough talk. I'll let you hear his new stuff. This is Walk With Me. It's the first track on his new album called Le Noise. Right, I'm going to change CD players so that you can actually hear it. Because apparently this one's not going to work for me. By the way, Fun Drive is coming up in a couple of weeks. Very important for us. Anyway, here's Walk With Me by Neil Young.
Strong love.
This next track is dedicated to John. I have a couple tracks here from a record that I found in the playlist. It's called Flipper Psych Out, and it's original Italian library music from the vaults of Flipper. So it's all a bunch of old Italian music from the 70s, it's groovy. It's real groovy. The first track is called Save Up. It's by Roberto Conrado and Piero Montanari. The second track I'm going to play is called Magia by Lorenzo De Filippi. It's sort of spacey. I like it. And the first one is just so groovy. So dedicating it to John, the groove master. And there's two tracks for you and then more Neil Young. Thank you.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Flaming Angels Boutique, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
CITR's Fun Drive 2010 is coming. November 16th to the 25th, we need you to dig deep and donate to help keep your campus radio station going. For just a $30 pledge, we will announce your name on the air, and you will get a valuable Friends of CITR card full of great discounts to lots of your favorite Vancouver merchants.
CITR Fun Drive 2010, November 16th to 25th. Visit CITR.ca to learn more.
Yep, Fun Drive's coming up. I only have one episode on the Fun Drive week this year. So instead of 2 weeks, we're doing 10 days. So I only have one show to raise as much money as I can. Last year, I raised over $300, which was like triple what I'd raised the year before. And I'm looking to boost that up more this year. Totally. It's going to be fun. There's going to be a huge party at the end of it. I'm going to have prizes. Yeah. Good things. Okay. Here's another track by Neil Young from his album Le Noise. And this one's called Someone's Gonna Rescue You.
Someone's gonna rescue you.
right, the next track I'm going to play for you folks is by Amy Soraya. Her new album is called Archaeologist, and she is from Chicago. If you ever heard of the local band Something About Reptiles, she's sort of, I feel like, the Chicago version of her and her group, of them. She also plays accordion. On her album here, she's compared to Edith Piaf, Beirut, and Tom Waits. I happened to pick the eighth track, which is called Intaho Hogai. And it's actually not written by her. The rest are. But this one's by Bappy Lahiri and Anjan. And I don't know. I just thought I'd pick a track that didn't have words in English, because I think about this a lot, is when I hear spoken word, and this could be from my musical training, a lot of times I find I zone out in a way, and instead of listening to the meaning of the words, I listened to only the sound of the words, which is sort of like listening to someone speak in a language you do not understand. So, I don't know why I decided that, but I think I'm going to play this track. This is the eighth track off her album called Archaeologist.
In the Hogai, in the Zagi, I now could scope media. In the Zaki, in the Hogai, in the Zaki, I na kuch kabul mriyaki, ye hamil hai yaki, ve wafa nahi, fir wajah kya hui. जो है उसमें बात वो यहाँ कहीं नहीं किसी में आए वो है मेरी बस है मेरी शोर है यही गली गली में साथ साथ वो है मेरे हम है मेरे दिल की हर खुशी में आए जिंदगी में वो नहीं तो कुछ नहीं है मेरे जिंदगी में बुझन जाए शमा इतबार की इंतहा हो गई इंतजार की आई ना कुछ खबर मेरी याद की ये हमें यकीन बेवफा हो नहीं फिर वो जागे हुई इंतजार की
singing about loving I don't really know what I'm saying. I've been in love and I've seen a lot of war, seen a lot of people praying. They pray to Allah and they pray to the Lord, and mostly they pray about love and war. Young men go to war and leave a lot of young brides waiting. I watch them try to explain it to their kids. Seen a lot of them failing. They tried to tell them and they tried to explain why daddy won't ever come home again. Things that I can't take back, but I don't really know if I want to. In songs about love, I sang songs about war since the back streets of Toronto. I sang for justice and I hit a bad chord, but I still try to sing about love and war. Break the heart of your lover. I made a mistake and I did it again. Then we struggled to recover. I sang in anger, hit another bad chord, but I still try to sing about love and war. Sing about love and war. I don't really know what I'm saying. I've been in love and I've seen a lot of war, seen a lot of people praying. They pray to Allah and they pray to the Lord, and mostly they pray about love and war. Pray about love and war. Pray about love and more.
Welcome back to The Rib on CITR. Right. Next piece I'm going to play is written by Barry Truax. Playing a little bit of his music because coming up on November 19th, Friday, at the Scotiabank Dance Center, they're doing Barry Truax, A Portrait. And the show is at 8. There's a free artist chat at 7 p.m., which is always really, really interesting. It's $20 for students, but $30 for regular price tickets. And basically, they're having on the program two scenes from his forthcoming work, Enigma, The Life and Death of Alan Turing, a musical theater piece in five scenes, is what it is, basically. And then blah, 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 blah. This would be really cool. Some solo dance stuff. It should be very interesting. I really like these mixed media kind of events. Now, what else? I want to tell you a little bit about Barry Truax. He actually teaches at SFU. I think he still does. I'm not sure. He was one of the original members of the World Soundscape Project, which was led by R. Murray Schafer in the 70s. And he is teaching electroacoustic music and computer music. And one of his big things was working with granular synthesis, which is often used to make really, really awesome soundscapes that you can really manipulate because you've basically created almost every aspect of it. And granular synthesis, I took a class talking about this last year, and it's really complicated. It's basically sampling. You're doing sampling, but on such a tiny, tiny, tiny scale, and using mostly analog technology, which makes the sounds you're working with very, very, very short. They're called grains, and hence the name granular synthesis. And you can play around with them, layer them on top of each other, and work around with them, and basically create just really expansive sounds. Although, okay, let's see. Yannis Xenakis claimed that he was actually the inventor of granular synthesis, although I don't think this is true. I think he was the first to use it compositionally, perhaps. And there's actually also they're trying in the works right now. They're trying to do something for 2011 in Vancouver New Music, featuring Yannis Xenakis' music, which is kind of cool. Anyway, moving on to Barry Truax, here's an example of one of his pieces, one of his digital soundscapes, and it's called Aerial. It's about 10 minutes long, and yeah, enjoy.
Thank you. Life is hard. The world is cold. You're always too young and then too old. But we've changed all that. Escape from life at the new Waves on How concert series, where you're never too young or too old to rock out with Vancouver's most amazing bands each Friday and Saturday night from 8 p.m. till midnight. Sponsored by Covenant House. Come enjoy the show and donate to Covenant House's Street Youth Services Program. Join the Waves on How Facebook group for all the info. Waves on How is not responsible for smiling, laughing, singing, dancing, or sudden outbursts of complete happiness that may be caused by the Waves on How concert series.
One life begins.
All right, so that almost sums it up for the rib today. I just want to let you know, after me, Andrew and Brad. Brad and Andrew. In for News 101. And then a career fast track with Philippe at 6 o'clock, 6:30, sore throats, clapping hands, 7:30. Exploding Head Movies and The Jazz Show at 9 p.m. Here's one last track by Neil Young off his new album, Le Noise, and it's called Hitchhiker. It is the track where you're supposed to be able to hear him list off all the crazy drugs that he has been subjected to. All right, thanks for tuning in. See you next week.
Getting hotter. But the neon lights would not sign my autograph or appear on TV or see or be seen.
Shots rang out in the peaceful valley. God was crying tears that fell like rain.